Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Monday, May 27th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
Acting President Joyce Mujuru, speaking at the hero's burial of the late Central Intelligence Organization Deputy Director General Internal Elias Kanengoni, renews the call for peaceful elections as the country gears for fresh polls to end the life of the unity government.
As the nation moves towards elections, let us conduct ourselves in the same peaceful manner that we exhibited during the constitution-making process and the just-held referendum.
Australia further eases sanctions on Harare following the completion of the constitution-making process, warning the measures would be reimposed if the reform process derails.
I think it is a fairly dangerous step, because what the Western world is doing here is normalizing relations without a lot of giving from Mugabe's government or from the Zimbabwean side.
And a senior finance ministry official tells parliament the government failed to meet its revenue targets last year due to the non-remittance of proceeds from the sale of diamonds from the controversial Marange fields in Manicaland.
Acting President Joyce Mujuru today renewed the call for peaceful elections as the country gears for fresh polls to end the life of the unity government. Speaking at the burial of the Deputy Director Internal of the Central Intelligence Organization, Elias Kanengoni, who suffered a heart attack and died at his farm in Concession last Wednesday, Mrs. Mujuru said Zimbabweans should shun violence during and after the elections. Thomas Chiripasi has more from the capital.
Addressing mourners, mainly members of the police force, the army and the intelligentsia, who attended the hero's burial of the late spy chief Elias Kanengoni, acting President Joyce Mujuru urged politicians to tolerate each other ahead of elections expected to be called sometime this year. The MDC formations and civil society groups have accused some state security officers of perpetrating violence in previous elections and interfering in the country's political affairs. Mrs. Mujuru said, "Peace is the bedrock of credible elections."
As the nation moves towards elections, let us conduct ourselves in the same peaceful manner that we exhibited during the constitution-making process and the just-held referendum. I appeal to all of you to take heed of the wise counsel of His Excellency the President on the need to be tolerant, open-minded, and live in peace with each other despite our different political persuasions.
President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai have repeatedly called for an end to politically motivated violence, but some incidents of political violence continue to be reported in some parts of the country. Turning to agriculture, Mrs. Mujuru urged beneficiaries of the land reform program to ensure that they put their land to good use to ensure food security in the country. Critics of the program say the country's economy took a nosedive when the former ZANU-PF government embarked on its fast-track land reforms in 2000.
I would like to challenge all beneficiaries of the land reform program to emulate the diligence and commitment demonstrated by Comrade Kanengoni. His contribution to the nation was not only limited to security, but also to agricultural development and food security.
ZANU-PF Politburo member Sevia Kasukuwere, who is also the Youth and Indigenization Minister, said Mashonaland Central Province had lost a committed cadre.
Just like the late spy chief, Kasukwere also hails from Mashonaland Central.
It's a huge loss to our province. Comrade Kanengoni was one of the key players in Mashonaland Central province.
Family representative Tabith Kanengoni told mourners that they were at a loss following her father's sudden death, but she said they were heartened that Elias Kanengoni left the country in the 1970s to join the liberation struggle to help free Zimbabwe from colonial rule, adding the lessons of selflessness who always remain with her and the family.
Comrade Kanengoni liberated Zimbabwe. He was a war veteran. He was on the battlefront. When he came back after surviving the Chimoyo attacks, he went on to serve his country with great, great dedication and patriotism.
Kanengoni and another intelligence officer, Kizito Chivamba, were convicted of shooting the late veteran politician Patrick Kombai on 24 March 1990 ahead of elections in which Kombai was contesting against the late deputy president Simon Muzenda. Kanengoni and Chivamba were sentenced to 7 years in prison, but President Mugabe used his presidential powers to pardon them. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.